بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و بهی نستعین انه خیر و ناصر و معین. His Holiness Ayatollah Sheikh Mohsen Araki, Honorable Secretary General of the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic School of Thought, His Excellency Mr. Manoucheh Motteki, Honorable Deputy Secretary General, Distinguished Guests from Islamic Republic of Iran, Dear ulama and Islamic scholars from our brotherly country, India, print and electronic media, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. At the outset, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the organizers of this glorious seminar on the topic of the unity of the Islamic school of thoughts in the view of Hazrat Fatimiyya Zahra, Salamu alaiha. As you are well aware, unity and integrity are one of the fundamental values which should be the center of our focus in today's Islamic world. Nowadays, more than ever, we must come together as one because there are a lot of forces around the globe which intend to divide us. We as brothers and sisters of this faith must focus on our common beliefs and similarities instead of unnecessarily highlighting any minor differences which we may deem as important. We must not allow the evil anti-Islam elements of this world to tarnish our brotherhood, and we must stand together to each other and spread the word of God to the best of our ability. Islam is the religion of peace, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger of God, was enlightened to spread the peace and blessing to both our worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We as the followers of the holy religion must set an example for all human beings around the world that nothing will deter our faith and no power is greater than the power of Almighty God. In our world of Islam, we have two major enemies. One of these enemies are the people who are openly against the Islam, like the Zionist regimes that has for almost seven decades occupied Palestine in the most brutal and inhuman way. Another enemy of Islam is those who are within our community but use the name of Allah to conduct acts of terrorism and extremism. These people are not real Muslims. Killing innocent children and civilians is not condoned by our faith. Any person who claims this to be true is committing the highest sin. Therefore, we must inform Muslims of efforts of enemies of Islam for creating divisions between followers of Islamic school of thought. We as Muslims condone this to the highest degree. These two groups of people bring shame to our community, and we must come together to show our disregard and disdain for such acts conducted by the enemies of Islam because they ruin the image of Islam around the world. At the end, I would like to thank the Majlis-e-Ulama-e-Hind and All India Qiraat Academy for organizing this auspicious conference. And I would like to thank Salar Jung Museum for accommodating us for this occasion. Thank you all for attention and patience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.